Pro Bowl votes could be strange sometimes, you know. Here you guys are ranked number one in defense, no Pro Bowlers. KC Chiefs are ranked 17th and have three. Any thoughts at all? Your guys didn't make it?
I think it's an injustice, but that's all. I'm not wasting any sleep over it. No.
Yeah. Okay.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Our guys' numbers testify of what they've done.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of them, and certainly some of them deserve to be in a Pro Bowl, but they're not. So you got to win more games.
Yeah.
Dick, we've spent a good part of the week asking your players what they think about your future, and they all think you're coming back. We're going to ask you now. What have you decided on your plans?
Well, that'd be up to Coach Tomlin. Let's just say I really like Pittsburgh, and I really like working for the Steelers. But Coach Tomlin, I have to tell you, whether he wants me back or not, huh. It'd be up to Mike.
But there's no doubt you want to come back, though, if you're chosen to come back, right?
I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Dick, you've obviously been around for a while, but you've seen a lot of teams. Have you ever seen a team go through so many injuries, not just defense, but the whole team?
I think it's been an unusual year for that. Injuries are part of the game, and you have to persevere through those. I think our guys fought through them. We need to win a few more of those close games, but it has been a very unusual year in that respect, I think. Yeah.
Were the ACL injuries as prevalent when you played or even early in your coaching years?
I think there have been joint injuries. They're very vulnerable in the game of football, and the more they can do to protect them, the better off it is. But I think they have always been probably the most common injury in the game.
Guys used to play through them in the old days a lot.
Boy, they just tape an aspirin to our leg and tell us we're okay. No.
In light of those injuries, you have a chance to finish 1-1-1 in defense. How have you been able to do that?
The players have made the plays and created the numbers that give us an opportunity to do that, and we've certainly made them aware of that, and that is one of our goals in this game. The first goal, of course, is to win the game,
right.
But you don't get a chance to do that very often, and we're looking forward to the opportunity to do it.
Early in the year, you had a couple games where you weren't able to get off the field. Obviously, that's changed here toward the end. Is that what is that, Dick? Is that an energy thing, a focus thing?
Well, the truth of the matter is we didn't get off to a really good start on defense. I don't think it was ever quite as bad as it was perceived to be, but we weren't playing the way we wanted to play. And for, I'd say, over a month and a half now, our third down numbers have been good, league-wide. So we got a little behind early in all phases, but these guys stayed together and played pretty daggone good defense and got us back in there where we like to be, up near the top of the bunch.
So the coach got smarter as the year went on, is that right?
Yeah, the better the players play, the smarter the coach is. There's no question about that.
Hey, Coach, Casey had the injury last year. He had a major operation. He was on a PUP list in training camp. Just your thoughts on how he rebounded from that injury and how he played this year.
Well, not only Casey, but James Harrison missed all the coaching session. He missed all of the training camp. Worlds missed all of the training camp.
Right.
We had three pretty productive players for us that really couldn't get football exercise until we started into the regular season. And I think all those men made steady improvement, and I think the results are obvious in the performance of our team. But Casey, I'd say for 2 months now, you've seen him make an awful lot of plays. And probably the one statistic that we've come the furthest in was the run yards allowed per rush. And Casey's always going to be a big part of that. So. I think all those guys getting stronger, and some of the young guys that had to transition into new roles, they got stronger as we went along, and I'm very proud of this group for staying with it and fighting through a rather slower start than we wanted, and we would like to have played better, but they played hard and played fairly well here from the midpoint of the season on, I would say.
Dick, we know how your veteran players have always felt about you. I mean, last year you said goodbye to Aaron and James left, and there's a speculation maybe a few of the vets may be gone after this year. I was just wondering what your thoughts are when the gang gets broken up like that. I mean, you guys have accomplished so much together.
Well, you know, it's, you know, they're family, and you're always going to miss your family. And fortunately, they come back. Farrier was back a few times. Aaron drops over every now and then. Chris Hope, we get to see him from time to time. But this is the nature of this business also. There's a 16-game season, and that group of athletes, in all probability, is going to be the only time that all those men in those room, in that room, are going to be together. And that's why it's always a special situation each year and each game. And I don't think it's ever happened where the same people from top to bottom in that room return. So it's a provision of life in the NFL. But we miss them. We miss those guys. They know we think of them all the time.